Hello, this is Lenny.
Hello.
Sorry, I can barely hear you there.
Oh, really? Hello?
Yes.
Were you able to hear the process? Were you able to hear what I was explaining?
Oh, good. Yes.
Okay. So, basically, once we do all that, then we'd come up with a resolution plan that's all set up for yourself to get the maximum amount of savings on your case. You would have an appointment set to go over that resolution plan with another individual. But essentially, once we're able to do all that, we'd look into the currently non-collectible status, penalty abatements, or even an offer and compromise for yourself to get you into the correct hardship program. So then, pretty much that's how it works. We have phase one, phase two. Do you have any questions about how phase one or phase two works at all?
Yes. Someone did say last week, someone did call last week about the same thing. Was that you?
Jeff, I'm not quite sure. I know usually if you inquire, you kind of might get out there a little bit. There are a few other companies like us. But essentially, I mean, we have the better rates. We'll get the case done for you. This is my first time speaking to you, I know of. But the retainer fee is $99, and that gets the investigation as well as the protection hold on your account.
Sorry, what was your name again?
Stone with Repair It Tax.
Well, it's funny that you should call, because my third eldest, Larissa, she was talking about this just last week. And, she is very smart, I'll give her that, because, she was the first in the family to go to university, and she passed with distinctions. We're all quite proud of her, yes. So, she was saying that I should look into this sort of thing. So what more can you tell me about it?
Essentially, the currently non-collectible, that's a status where essentially the debt is frozen and then you don't have to pay anything back. The penalty abatement that I mentioned earlier just removes any penalties that have accrued thus far with your tax debt. And then essentially the offer and compromise, if accepted, that can save you anywhere between 90 to 95%. So the IRS on average takes about 5 to 10% of a payment, and then forgives pretty much the rest of the debt. We would pretty much be in contact with you just to be verifying information, letting you know exactly what the strategy is and what we're going to discuss next. But essentially, we're the ones that will be calling the IRS. We'll be negotiating with them and being in contact with them. You don't have to really worry about anything besides staying in contact with us and getting this information verified. And then, like I said, if it comes back that you have any unfiled tax years, or perhaps maybe we see some errors on the tax return, we could always amend those returns.
Sorry,
so that's a little more explanation on the resolution
process. Catch you there. What was that again?
Do you need everything again? Yeah, so the resolution, essentially we'd look into removing penalties from your account. That's the penalty abatement. Then we have the currently non-collectible, which essentially freezes the debt and you don't have to pay anything back, or an offer and compromise, which can save you anywhere between 90 to 95%. And then you don't have to be in contact with anyone else besides us. We'll be the ones contacting the IRS and doing all the negotiation once we have the information verified from yourself. That's how the resolution process works, essentially.
Could you say that again, please? Yes. Sorry, which company did you say you were calling from again? Well,
love it.
You know, here's the thing, because the last time that someone called up and spoke to me on the phone, I got in quite a bit of trouble from the people here because I went for something that I shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't be telling you that. But, yes, I think my eldest, Rachel, she wouldn't speak to me for a week. Now, you know, that happens. You know, but that really hurt, and sometimes in family, you know, these things are quite important. You know, they're more important than any, you know, job or phone call or whatever it is.
One, three, two, one, six, seven.
Well, you know, since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite friendly and straightforward with me here. Hello? Hello, are you there? Oh, yes, sorry, I have a bit of a problem with this phone and my hearing. It's not so good. Yes, sorry, what were you saying again? Well, you know, with the world finances the way they are, I know, you know, we're not allowed to spend as much as what we were. I mean, how is this going to how is this going to work? Well, that does sound good. I mean, you have been very patient with an old man here. It's something that I've been told that I should be looking.